My favorite thing about Kai, not even as a villain, but just as a character, is something so small that nobody has even brought it up yet. And it is his reaction when he first meets Poe. If you look at the other villains, such as Tai Lung and Shen, when they both first encountered Poe, they reacted with belittlement, laughter, judgment, ridicule. Like, it was the whole package of just belittlement against Poe. Because they just couldn't see what was so special about him. Hell, even the Furious Five and Master Shifu himself reacted the same way when they saw Poe. They just saw him as a useless fat panda with no potential. Everybody in the story saw Poe as nothing, including Poe himself. Everyone besides Oogway. Oogway was the only one who saw Poe as a dragon warrior before Poe even saw himself as a dragon warrior. This really just shows how above everybody else Oogway was. It really just shows how he was just operating on a higher plane of consciousness than even the best of masters. It's the same reason Oogway rejected Tai Lung. Even though Tai Lung had the potential, the skills, and strength of a master, he could never be the dragon warrior because of what was inside of him. Oogway's insight really was the best of the best, and it really shows how elevated he was as a master compared to everybody else. Now, what does this have to do with Kai? As I said earlier, when Tai Lung and Shen first encountered Poe, it was met with laughter, belittlement, judgment, ridicule, etc. But when Kai ran into Poe for the first time without even knowing who he is, with one glance, he instantly recognized Poe as the Dragon Warrior. They didn't tell him Poe's name. They didn't tell him what he looked like. He instantly knew upon first glance that Poe had the chi of a Dragon Warrior. And this very small, minuscule interaction of Kai not laughing at Poe or looking down on Poe or belittling Poe, him instantly recognizing Poe as a Dragon Warrior while knowing nothing about him, was so subtle and so small, and it's so significant because it shows that Kai is operating on the same level as Oogway. Oogway, upon first glance, instantly recognized Poe as a Dragon Warrior, symbolizing his elevated consciousness, symbolizing his skill as a master and his insight to look in at people. And Kai did the same thing, but this time as a villain, instantly recognizing Poe as the Dragon Warrior. Even though they don't tell you, this small interaction really cements that Kai was Oogway's brother, that Kai was Oogway's equal. And that Kai is on the same level of consciousness as Oogway, which makes him the perfect final villain for Poe to take down before Oogway finally hands Poe his staff and grants him as his true successor. Kai was the perfect end as Poe's journey as a student. It was beautiful. And that small interaction of Tai instantly recognizing Poe as a Dragon Warrior was the biggest scene to me when I first saw that movie. Welcome to my TED Talk.